This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Dow opened down hundreds of points this morning. A turbulent week on Wall Street ended Friday with more losses and the market's fifth straight weekly decline. This morning, global shares fell over interest rate hikes and a slowing Chinese economy. The danger was rising by the day, says President Putin, as he used a major patriotic holiday in Russia to explain why he says Russian troops went into Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking at a military parade marking the World War II victory over the Nazis, Putin drew parallels between the Red Army's fighting against Nazi troops and the Russian forces' action in Ukraine. He says the campaign in Ukraine is a timely and necessary move to ward off a potential aggression, adding the Russian troops were fighting for the country's security in Ukraine, and then he observed a minute of silence to honor the troops who've fallen in combat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Putin laid a wreath in Moscow, air raid sirens echoed again in Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. But Ukrainian President Zelensky declared in his own Victory Day address that his country will eventually defeat the Russians. A shooting in the greater Atlanta area has left three people dead and three others wounded. No arrests yet that we know of. Gas is an eye-popping $4.32 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, up 13 cents in a week. Industry analyst Trilby Lumberg.
Chances are we will have further price hike.
The Tony nominations have been announced. The musical A Strange Loop earned a leading 11 nominations. This is AP News. Should they or shouldn't they? That's the question for the January 6th committee. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Members of the House committee investigating last year's deadly Capitol insurrection are said to be weighing whether to ask the former president and vice president to appear. The 9-member legislative panel has already interviewed nearly 1,000 people. But as the investigation winds down, the question remains if it will seek to question former President Donald Trump about pressuring his vice president, Mike Pence, to use his role in presiding over the January 6th, 2021 election vote count to try to block or delay Joe Biden's certification. Some lawmakers on the panel say they've obtained all the information they need from other witnesses and documents without needing to hear from Trump or Pence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.